For me, Granary Square reminds me of living on a houseboat in the canals of London and having to continuously cruise for 6 months during the period in which I was living on the boat. And I was renting a boat. You're not supposed to rent boats, but I was staying on this boat. And I ended up basically bumping into the sides of the canal every so often. And this caused the plastic buffers, which were on the edges of the boat, to fall off because I had never driven a houseboat before. And I was consequently concerned about protecting the edges of the boat. So I decided to take some tires, cog tires, from a industrial waste site, essentially, and to get some rope and attach the tires to the edge of the boat. Now, what I didn't realize is that coots, which are a type of bird, really like making their nests inside tires. And so it wasn't until I got to Granary Square, when I had moored there for approximately 10 days or so, 10, 11 days or so, that I learned this, that birds enjoy making their nests inside of tires, because I woke up one morning to find that a nest had been made and there were eggs inside of it. And you're not allowed to move the nest because that would be destroying the bird's habitat, and you can be fined thousands and thousands of pounds for doing that. And you have to therefore stay where you are, and your continuous cruising requirement is temporarily suspended because by the Canal and River Trust. And essentially, you can stay where you are until the birds have hatched. And so I was stuck in the middle of King's Cross and Pancras in this really nice location, which had been recently renovated, along with the redoing of Granary Square to make it more, basically it had been recently renovated as part of a sort of this huge redevelopment that was taking place in King's Cross. And yeah, I was there for probably 8 weeks, which you really shouldn't do. You really should keep moving on the canals. But I learned my lesson, and eventually the birds hatched, and then I could move on, and I went through the Islington Tunnel.